The man considered by many to be the greatest moral philosopher of the 20th century died last week. Professor John Rawls of Harvard University was 82. His former student and colleague, Professor Cornel West, joins us now to remember the kind, mild-mannered philosopher who changed the course of philosophical and political discourse in the Western world. Cornel, how are you, sir?
Oh, it's a blessing to talk to you always, my brother.
Always good to have you on. John Rawls is, I think, most famous, Cornel, for his 1971 book, A Theory of Justice. In basic terms, what was John Rawls' theory of justice, and why was it so important?
What John Rawls was able to do was to use a tradition of contract theory that specifies the conditions under which people come together to cooperate and make choices as to how they'll pursue their lives by respecting rights and liberties of others and ensuring that there's a fair distribution of resources and that there's bases of self-respect. That's one of the most important notions in his classic, Bases of Self-Respect. So John Rawls was a giant, no doubt, great 20th century, and probably the greatest 20th century political philosopher, but he was a friend of poor people. He was a friend of working people. He was a liberal. He was a progressive liberal, and he was concerned with how do we create a notion of public interest such that everyone feels as if the policies of the government are legitimate. There's good reasons to accept the policies of the government, be you poor, working class, woman, black, red, Jewish, whatever.
You mentioned that Rawls was a friend of poor people. Indeed, Rawls, Cornell, held and believed very adamantly that any structural inequalities in our society could be justified only if they helped improve the social and economic well-being of those that I would call the least among us. Let me ask you how he actually supported that idea, Cornell, and what kind of reaction he received.
Well, what Rawls came up with was this fascinating thought experiment. Let's imagine that you're behind a veil of ignorance. You don't know what color you are, what your gender is. You don't know what your religion is. You don't know what your medical situation is. And choose principles that would apply to everyone so that Rockefeller wouldn't know whether he's homeless, so that Luther Vandross wouldn't know whether he was a singer or not. What principles would we agree on behind this veil of ignorance? And he argued that there would be a priority of liberty. We'd want to ensure that everyone was as free as everyone else. And secondly, there'd be a difference principle, that whatever structural inequality there was, whatever economic growth there was, we would ensure that the least well-off were benefiting.
These debates, of course, go on inside the walls of academia every day. But let me ask, what Rawls's work affected outside of those ivy-covered walls?
Well, one was that Rawls took very seriously Martin Luther King's letter from Birmingham jail. There's a fascinating footnote in his text, because he was dealing with civil disobedience. He was writing at a time in which people were trying to come to terms with what was going on in Vietnam, conscientious objectors, civil disobedience in Martin Luther King's movement, and similarly so today with the demonstrators, be they in Seattle, be they in Washington, D.C. Rawls was very concerned that there would be a robust and uninhibited debate, that there would be no attempt to suppress dissent, people using various names and labels to try to truncate conversation. Rawls was very much for a robust conversation, and I think it has relevance both in 71 as well as in 2002.
So what did it mean to have been a student of Rawls?
Well, I tell you, though, Tavis, I was just at his house just about 2 years ago. I asked him the question what figure he'd have on his wall. He said, Abraham Lincoln. I said, that's fascinating. It showed he was deeply concerned about divisions, the possibility of polarization, and even wars. To be a student of Rawls was to see at the highest level an exemplary teacher who brought together a rigor of mind, a sweetness of spirit, and a loving heart. And one of the famous stories about John Rawls is when a graduate student was, in fact, in a dissertation exam, and the sun was hitting him so hard he could not see, he could not think. Rawls situated himself between the sun. The student was able to regain his composure and did very, very well on the exam. But that's one of the many, many, many anecdotes and stories. He was one of the most kind, gentle, modest, humble human beings you ever want to meet. And yet at the same time, he had a mind that would not stop. It would not quit. He read voraciously, and at the same time, he treated people so very, very decently. It's very rare to see that kind of combination, and John Rawls will never be forgotten by me and many, many others, the Josh Coens. We have a whole host of of students all around the country, and we shall never forget our dear brother and friend, teacher, and mentor.
Cornel West is a university professor of religion at Princeton and, of course, a regular commentator on this program. And as always, Cornel West, a joy to talk to you.
You stay strong, my brother.